This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to what I hope is enough kind of session of insanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey guys, thanks for joining me tonight. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, Obama, I can't go there. It ain't right. I'm just going to be nice about it. What a nice guy. What a nice husband. What a nice father. How's that? I kept it clean. I did cool, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you to sign up. Please sign up for my email blast. Every week I send you an email, let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about. Some of you have been listening for a while, you know the gig. You know the drill, right? So, and I want you to be involved in the conversation. Really do. At least if you're involved in the conversation, I know you're thinking. I know you're going to engage. I know you are engaged. I know you're going to engage in the conversation. You have to.
Please.
But Obama has come out and said that, some of you are going to gag on this, though. That Obama has said that the Iranians, I'm sorry, I can't get through the story without cracking up laughing. He said the Iranians may not be living up to the agreement. Can you believe this? But how long has this taken him to come out and say this? Well, why is it so hard for him to have these words roll off his lips after the first break? We are really going to have our mad black man from Baltimore in, Corey Duncan. He is wound up pretty darn tight, I'll tell you what. President Obama on Friday criticized Iranian leaders for undermining the spirit of last year's historic nuclear agreement. Who's the only historic it is? This is a negative historic nuclear agreement, even as they stick to the letter of the pact. They didn't stick to the letter of anything. What is he talking about? The man's got to be on drugs. Maybe he's traveling to those states that have that now have legalized marijuana. You know, so he doesn't have to break the law. We know what a law-abiding citizen he is. In comments following the nuclear security summit in Washington, Obama denied speculation that the United States would ease rules preventing dollars from being used in financial transactions with Iran in order to boost the country's engagement with the rest of the world. Instead, Obama claimed that Iran's troubles, even after the lifting of the sanctions under the nuclear deal, were due to its continued support of Hezbollah. You know, it has nothing at all to do with the fact that they keep testing weapons. That had nothing to do with it, right? I mean, and they're testing. Iran so far has followed the letter of the agreement, but the spirit of the agreement involves Iran also sending signals to the world community and businesses that it's not going to be engaging in a range of provocative actions that are going to scare businesses off, Obama said. So when they launched ballistic missiles with slogans calling for the destruction of Israel, that makes business nervous. No, Mr. Obama, that makes a whole country nervous. Okay, they're only speaking the truth. Do you understand that? This isn't rhetoric from a time of campaigning. They want Israel gone. Have you figured that out yet? I mean, you figured everything else out. You're running around telling the rest of the world, and they know better. They're laughing at you. In Greece, they went ahead and they truly did not pry it. They didn't riot. They protested you. It's that simple. Remember that love fest they had with you when you first went out there? Right? They loved you. You were going to be the savior of the world. You saved nothing. We are not better off anywhere in any corner of this world because of what you've been as president. Let's just be honest about it. Now, you can say we're better off because people now have health insurance, but break down the numbers. Your numbers don't work. They're a lie. Very, very, very few people are getting the insurance they need or require because of the way you set up that gerrymandered joke of health care. There are too many people suffering that weren't suffering before. They might have been struggling a little bit, but they sure as heck weren't suffering the way you're making them suffer now. It ain't, right? Some of you are going to write me. I don't really care. It's not right. These guys are launching ballistic missiles. Right? You're getting reports from other countries that these guys are not just the ballistic missiles, but they are still playing with uranium. That's right. Yeah, again, what are you thinking? What are you people thinking? And then for the rest of us that actually have to work for a living? Come on, think about this. For the rest of us that actually have to work for a living, we're having to deal with you people. Jobs are tough as it is, people. And you guys protesting? Fine, you can protest. But why are you blocking people from getting to work? Wait, what are you, jealous of the people that have jobs or something? I don't understand you. Corey Duncan joins me after the break, our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got a lot to say. I'm telling you, get yourself a drink, sit down, get some popcorn, because he's tightly wound. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I love that sound.
We are in.
We're going in. Don't you like that? Man, if I was 30 years younger, I would join the service. Seriously. But I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me today. Hey, I want to jump right on in. I don't want to waste any time. We'll have plenty of time to talk. I've got my pre-recording of Wayne Allen Root for the second hour, so don't go far. You're going to love Wayne. He's got his finger on the pulse, okay? And we're going to jump right in to Corey Duncan, who joined me earlier. We recorded it earlier, so you guys can enjoy it this evening. We've got our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan joins us, as he usually does. Usually does on Tuesday nights, but that's cool. Corey, thanks for being with me today. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. God bless America. It's Trump country.
See that? You just made me lose 4 snowflake listeners. What's wrong with you? My God, now they're going to need psychiatric care and all. You know, everybody I've had on the show this week has been giddy. A, about Trump winning, and B, what it's doing to the left. Now, I know you work with a lot of Democrats. Do they have like a psychologist coming in to help out and all that, or what's going on?
Well, once again, always a pleasure to come on the show, and man, it is really good because I got a lot to say. First of all, I want to say hi to all my black liberal friends out there that's asking for another election or whatever because their friend Miss Hillary Clinton didn't win or whatever. You know, Joe, I've heard in the last few days some of the silliest things. You know, they want to get rid of the Electoral College or whatever because stop being a bunch of wusses. Hey, like I posted on my Twitter page and my Facebook page, the same thing, that I had to put up with 8 years of Barack Obama. I didn't go out here. I didn't trash the city. I didn't beat somebody up. I didn't self-proclaim myself as a sniper and go out here and knock people off, innocent people off that has a constitutional right, a God-given right, and a constitution behind them to express however they want to feel. How dare Steve Harvey get on TV yesterday and talk about Melania Trump or whatever like this. You know, when you live in glass houses, you can't throw stones. And, if that's the case, let's talk about his extramarital affairs. This is the thing I'm talking about, the double standard. Now, if a bunch of white people had got on television and had did what he did yesterday, oh, we would have heard this. We heard that. Mr. LeBron, the Mr. Illuminati himself, or whatever, said, oh, well, if we win the championship, well, a couple of the NBA players said they're not going to go to the White House or whatever like that. Now, I wonder if a bunch of white players had said that about Barack Obama being in office and we're not going to go to the White House. Oh, you know, so I've been given, every black liberal I catch, I tell them, don't you ever say anything about Whitey being racist because you're racist. The KKK endorsed him and gave to him. I say, and what do you call Black Lives Matter? What do you call pulling innocent people out of cars because they have a Trump shirt on? Well, guess what? I'm 6'5", and I'm 275 pounds, and I will be in D.C. I will be in D.C., me and a couple of my friends with our ball bats. And I don't get on your show the pump violence, but y'all have a right to back whoever I want to back. And if you don't like it, deal with it like I dealt with Barack Obama. Because you can bet your bottom, November 30th they're having a rally. I will be there. January 23rd probably gonna be the day the inauguration. I will be there. So if you want to don't sing it, bring it.
All right. Yeah. If you see a big guy about 275 pounds out with a Trump shirt, you better be reaching your hand out to shake his hand, not to take him on. I don't know if I want to do that.
Boy, for sure.
Yeah. Did you see the clip of the woman? I think her son was about 9 years old and they had an election in the classroom and she,
right.
Yeah. Did you see that clip?
Yeah. I saw the clip. I saw the clip and I heard about it and it, it's a travesty. I mean, come on, really? Seriously? I mean, you got to think about it. I asked somebody the other day, what has Barack Obama done for you? For you to be selling your soul and this and that or whatever. What has he done for you? I said, you the same broke person, and I know this person, you the same broke person with the same bills you had 8 years ago. So you let me know what he did for you.
Well, I'd even go a step further. Go back to that woman with the son in the hallway. Can you imagine? We've seen clips of that. Do you remember the black woman? Actually, she was in Baltimore when they were having the riots down there. She went down and she beat the crap out of her son for lying to her. And she said, look, I don't agree with what's going on either. She said, but I told my son not to go to the riots. I see him on camera down here. So I come down and she was slapping him around on TV. All right. They want the DSF, the Department of Child Safety, to check her out. This was a black woman going to get her son from the riots, doing the right thing, and they wanted her checked out. This woman, they're applauding on the left.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing. We're liberal parents or whatever. They don't believe in disciplining the children. They believe in patting them on the back, whatever they do. Look, this is what you do. Whatever you do in life, make an excuse for it. Even though it's your fault, just make an excuse or whatever, and the world will continue to just evolve around you and your little box or that little world they like to live in. That's why this country is the way it is. Call Trump whatever you want. If he needs me to get on his security team, I'll do it or whatever. Anything that he wants, because guess what? He may not be the most honest person. Then again, what politician or attorney is? But let's take it one step further. He may not be the greatest. Barack wasn't the greatest when he started the job at all. And he didn't even, and he was in there for 8 years reading a teleprompter and whatever else that he had done and stuff. And he didn't pan out to be even as good as the son Bush. So my thing of it is, stop trying. Hey, look, call it whatever you want to call it. Whine, cry, you know what, BS or whatever. He's going to be the president, so deal with it. And all these other people, oh, I'm going to leave the country. Well, why have you not gone?
You know what? There are buses waiting for you. What are you waiting for?
Not going away. As long as they can make money off the poor man and off the poor people, they're not going anywhere. Steve Harvey, Samuel L. Jackson, my friends down at Fox 5 in D.C., I hope they're listening. You can cry, you can whine, you can try to ignore them, but guess what? I'm going to make sure you don't ignore them because I'm going to post it on your page and everything else. And if you don't like it, I'm not hard to find.
It's not protests. They're riots. They prefer to call them protests.
Right.
So I'm going to call them, I'm going to call them riots. Okay? So the minute you, I don't care how loud you yell, I don't care the lack of clothes you wear. I don't care about the stupid things you do to yourself. The minute you burn something down, the minute you smash somebody's window, the minute you start jumping on a car, you are nothing more than a thug. That's all there is to it, and you need to go to jail. That simple. Right, Corey?
Exactly. And my favorite is, why Al Sharpton and Barack Obama and Miss Loretta Lynch not denounce these people that are standing in the middle of highways? Somebody is going to get hurt. You got crowds of people that you do not do that. If this was a city street, okay, I can understand. But they're doing highway 95, where people travel like it's on the autobahn.
Oh, we got two more full segments of him going off. You're going to love it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the pub. Meantime,
we are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look at, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a dozen different ways you can get involved in the conversation. And please, I want to get right back to it. Our mad black man from Baltimore joins us, Corey Duncan, who's always got his finger on the pulse. We lovingly refer to him, our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to talk about the issues going on the street. Corey, again, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Always a pleasure to come on.
You know, you're getting all hopped up on these guys. You're Sharpton and Obama not being out there. Not, you know, they told these people kind of to calm down a little bit. Hillary, I think, is under heavy sedation. That's why we haven't seen her out there yet.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, every weekend in Chicago, you've got at least 20, 30, 40 people are shot. You lose the lives of anywhere. I'm looking at the average, anywhere from 8 to 12 people every weekend. Sharpton wants to lead a protest on a constitutionally elected president on December 16th in D.C. What's it disrupt the whole thing going on there? But yet, we can't get him off his little, well, thin now. He used to be fat. His little thin butt. We can't get him off the couch now to go to Chicago with Oblamo or Jesse Jackson, maybe to do some protests against violence in the street there on the weekends. Not sexy enough for him or what?
Like I said, again, they're about wherever the cameras are, that's where they're going to go. And now, the 16th, he's going to be saying a whole lot of racist things towards white people or whatever like that. So do you think that the Barack Obama administration or Loretta Lynch or anyone else is going to say anything about it? Oh, no. We're going to look the other way. You know, I saw a young lady yesterday. They interviewed her from one of the colleges at Towson University up in Baltimore, Maryland. And she said that they're all fearful of what Donald Trump is going to do because they don't know what he's going to do and this and that. And the guy and the person that was interviewing her asked her, she was saying that like it was like Trump that was making the hate this and the hate that because we got a couple places that they had defaced and had put swastikas on it and said Trump Nation and this and that. I said, well, what the question I want to ask her is, let's go go back to the person that's probably fueling all of this and funding Black Lives Matter, George Soros. For people to, you know, people, most liberals don't have a job. So for them to have these nice clothes on at these protesters and these nice pretty banners, where are they getting any money from? Okay, like they said about 9/11 and the Kennedy assassination, anything else that's happened in this world, follow the money trail and you'll find out who's starting all of this. And she had the audacity to say it was Donald Trump. I said, okay, so what do you call Barack Obama allowing 50 people to stand in the middle of 95, block it, almost get ran over and killed or whatever? But he's not saying anything about it. He's talking about that's freedom of speech. That's not freedom of speech. That's a half riot. In these cities that you see all of this happening in, do you think Donald Trump is going to put up with all that? No. We need somebody. And what the problem is the rule of law and the Constitution. It has been attacked for the last 8 years, and the liberals and the black liberals feel that there's no more Constitution. They'd rather this country go down the drain than to have a rule of law. It has nothing to do with color. It has to do with the entitlement of what mine is yours, even though I didn't work for it. And this all goes back to Mr. Barry Satoru, because that's his real name before he changed it or whatever. That's what it all goes back to. And all you have to do is follow that back, and you'll see what the cities like Chicago, Detroit, Baltimore, why they continue to look the way they look, and they keep putting the same flunky guys in that for the last 30 years has been robbing you, and you stole the same poor, excuse my expression, my poor black sucker that you were 8 years ago, and you know what? And you still gonna remain poor, because it ain't the system, it ain't the president, it's the person itself is why they're in the situation that they're in. That's why. It's not, and it's not Whitey's fault either.
You know, we need to get you out talking to more young black men, and I played a clip the other day, Barbara Boxer, trying to push a highly educated, well-decorated a black consultant into a corner as to why he wouldn't get behind an NAACP resolution on climate change. And I loved it. He tore her up. You know, they thought they had him in a positive way because he was a Democrat and he was quote-unquote on their side. He says, I find you to be very racist here. Why would you bring to me, a black man, a resolution from the NAACP? Would you bring it to a white man? Why didn't you bring me the findings of a white people committee? Why are you playing race in this? It's the only things that Dems have, or they think they have. Corey, they lost this election miserably, didn't they? And they lost it because they started ignoring people like you and I. They ignored the people in the middle of the country. They ignored the I don't want to say lower class people, but the less socially from a financial standpoint, the poor socioeconomic people in this country. They turned their back on which was supposed to be their core group, wasn't it?
Well, see, that's why she lost. She lost because one, she underestimated, and in this world. That one, you know, why I'm so successful and the person that I am. I never underestimate no situation. Neither when I was in the Marine Corps, I never took anything. Never take the enemy. That's what I learned in command school. You never take the enemy, no matter big, tall, small, or whatever. You never take him for you know that you just gonna walk in and just you know take him for a joke or whatever. She lost because of that, and two, she lost because she thought she had some states locked down and she didn't win them. She didn't win him, and she tried to get him, tried to get Barack to go back to save her, and it was just too late. That's why she lost. She lost, and she forgot the middle-of-the-road people, the people that have kept the interior of this country running, the middle-class, blue-collar people like myself and you and a lot of other people. The Democratic Party thought that they were going to get the Barack Obama race card groupies, Kool-Aid drinkers or whatever association. That's who they thought they was going to get again. But guess what? It's a lot of black people that voted for Trump, and they walk around with big grins on their face. And whatever. It's just that a loudmouth person like me and stuff. I don't care what you know, because I want you to know, and I don't do it for ratings, for Joe, because Joe don't need me for his ratings, and somebody text me or whatever. I say it because it's the truth, and it is what it is. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. Because as Ric Flair said, it's the best thing going today. And to beat the man, you got to beat the man. And she didn't beat the man. So it is what it is. Suck it up. just like I had to do with Barack Obama. Barry's gone out the door. He had to suck his teeth last week. But guess what? You can do what you want because January 21st or 23rd, he's going to get sworn in, and it is what it is. It's the rule of law. And if you don't like it, Samuel L. Jackson and anyone else, nobody's holding you back. Take your millions, Kanye West, get on a plane and go to London, go to the UK, go to North Korea. Why? What's going on, Rosie O'Donnell? You said you were going to leave. Why are you not gone yet?
So let me ask you a question from an academic standpoint. You've got all these kids on the street that have walked out of high school. They're protesting, right? They're out of school. They're protesting. What should we do to these kids?
I would say let them protest. If they're protesting peacefully, it's okay. It's not a fraud. I don't care about a fraud. No, everybody's not going to like everything that you like what I like or whatever, or have the same opinion. But you're allowed by the Constitution, and that's a freedom of speech. I have no problem with that. I had somebody, I posted something on them on one of my pages about this young lady that said it's time for assassination. Okay, why is the Secret Service not kicking this person's door down? That's not freedom of speech.
No.
That's not freedom of speech. That's a threat towards the president of the United States, the incoming president, and stuff. So why is she not being arrested? Now, if I did that about Barack Obama, 2 minutes after I do it, trust me, they would be kicking my door open with a – and they only have a search warrant.
Yeah.
So my thing is, you know, it's a double standard. This man is the president, whether you like him or not. I had to put up with Barack Obama and people rubbing it in my face about he's the first black president. He's not black. He's Kenyan. Okay, he's president. Okay, he is what it is. He's gone. Okay, so what is Wall Street and these people scared of? Scared of what? Because he's going to do something that somebody should have did a long time ago? No, I'm not scared of that. What I'm scared of is that I want him to do everything he said he was going to do and more before he became president. That's what I'm scared of. I don't want him to get caught up in that Washington politics. It's going to happen sooner or later. He's going to have to go through that. But that's why I say the first 100 days, we'll see what happens.
You know, you wind him up. I got more of him. We got one more segment with him. And he could have gone on for 3 days, this guy. This guy over here. He could have gone for 3 days. But what I love about Corey is he doesn't hold back. He doesn't hold anything back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Corey Duncan joins me again to help us finish off the hour. We may even hear from Wayne Allen Root tonight. I'll let you know. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have fun. I get shot at every night. You guys just can't see it. Anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. Hey, let's get, I don't want to waste any of his time. Let's get right back to Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, who we lovingly refer to as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to discuss what's going on out there. He, you know, he spends a lot of time with, I'm sorry to have to report this, but he spends a lot of time around a bunch of hardcore liberal Democrats, and our prayers go out to him on a regular basis. Corey, thanks for being with us today.
I appreciate you letting me come on. For the last couple of weeks, since the Tuesday, the election or whatever, they've been trying to stay away from me. They won't even mention anything about politics. Well. You know, it's almost like when I walk in the room, it's almost like the light turns on and the roaches start running or whatever. And, you know, I've had a couple of them. You know, as though like they got mothballs in their mouth or whatever, sucking their teeth. I don't care. I don't care. And stuff like, hey, she lost fair and square. She won the popular vote, but the popular vote doesn't count. It's electoral.
Yeah.
Electoral.
And you know, 2 weeks ago, they were concerned he was going to take the popular vote, and they said point blank, it doesn't matter. It's the electoral vote that counts. So they seem to have... Right. They seem to have selective recall on what's going on out there. It's really disgusting. Just amazing to me.
They don't have to elect a recall. It's just that the people, it's just that the pundits had no idea what was going to happen. You know, they played the man, and Trump being the man he is, or whatever, the successful businessman, he knew what he was doing. He stayed the course. At the end, he changed up, just like I asked him to several times on his page. Stay with the topic. Stay on her about the emails and this and that. And look what happened. You became president. You got away from that name calling, and I want him to still continue to do that because they still want to replay this election. You know, the ball game over with, but let's get back on the field and play it again so this time we might can win. No, it doesn't work like that. Once it's over, it's over. So my thing is stop sitting up whining and wanting a recall, re-election, or whatever. Like, hey, look, man, the man won, and a lot of black people voted for him. And whatever, I know the liberals, the black liberals can't stand that because guess what? They don't know who voted for them. That's the funny part of it. You have no idea who voted for them. And it's obvious that the black people voted for him and they didn't vote for Hillary. So there it is, you know, ball game.
Yeah, I look at this stuff and I tell people, so you, this was a duly constitutional process. It went through. It made it. What are you afraid of? And then you've got these people that are demonstrating in the street. They've proven that 30% of them, over 30% of them, weren't registered to vote. Over 30% of them were registered to vote and didn't vote. And the other ones they can't get information on. I'm sorry. I am one of those people that says, if you don't participate in the process, how can you complain about it?
Well, they participated in the process, and the process didn't work for them. So that's how things happen, you know. My favorite is, I know in the liberal world, that liberal socialist world of theirs, that they think that if it's wrong, then we're going to go back and make it right and make her the president. Hey, look, Hillary's gone off to whatever she's doing, and it's not like she's broke or going back to the ghetto. I mean, seriously, or whatever. But, hey, look, it was a fair process, and he's the president, and he should move on with his transition team and move on. Or whatever, and, you know, step away. Hey, look, if they want to tear up the cities and this and that, Donald Trump has nothing to do with that. That's a person's ignorance. But see, this proves that Barack and these other people are behind it. Because for them for this to go on and you not do anything about it to allow white people get beat up, black people I haven't seen yet or whatever, get beat up for Trump for having a Trump shirt on or supporting Trump, but I'm probably sure it probably has been some people who get assaulted. But I myself am taking my family to the inaugural, and I will not tolerate that because under the Constitution and any guy I run across, I will tell him that even at this rally that's coming up for Donald Trump, I will be there. And my favorite is I'm not gonna. You know what? I told this a friend of mine. A man is judged by what he believes in. If a man believes that's what he believes in, then you stick to it. You stick to your guns. As long as you got the facts for somebody that's a coward that says that I'm for somebody and I'm not going to wear this because I'm afraid that somebody, hey, look, the Almighty God laid on the cross for us or whatever. They stoned him or whatever, but he believed in what he believed in. And if you're any kind of man that has any kind of kahunas or whatever, you'll stand up and believe and stand up for this man and stand up for what you believe in. Just like they did about Barack Obama. So it's the same thing. Why is this double standard in this country right now for the last 8 years? I had to make whitey feel insuperior. It doesn't that. It doesn't matter about color, about being superior. It's what's in your heart and what you work for as a human being and as a person in this society.
Yeah, have you had anybody challenge you? I mean, just look at you and say, I know you were for Trump. But you know, this is all wrong. He's going to screw us.
No, I haven't had anyone like that. I've had a lot. Well, see, I don't come off intimidating, trying to intimidate people. But when they, you know, as long as you don't try to intimidate me, I won't intimidate you. I'll turn to cheat and stuff until you start talking this crazy stuff. But my thing is, you want to have an educational debate about it? Fine, I'll stand there and have an educational debate. But most of them won't. And you know yourself, most liberals, when they know that that you have your facts and you're educated about it, they ain't gonna mess with you. They'll make up all kind of excuses. If you ask them a question, they'll dance around it because they know what the answer is. They already know what the answer is. It's, you can't get caught up into the conversation because it's a waste of time and a waste of your breath and energy to argue with people that's stuck on just drinking Kool-Aid, and let's all join hands and walk into the chopper blade because that's what we need to do as people. Oh, come on, man. Come on. Think for yourself.
I love this where, you know, life is end. The world come to an end. You know, it's never going to be the same in America again. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, what is with these people? Have they lost their flipping minds? I mean, again, there were many of us who felt despair during the Obama days when he first got elected. None of this ever happened. None of this happened anywhere. I think the only protests that we saw to a degree were the voter fraud protests, where they felt, you know, nobody could figure out how Obama got 108% of the election of the votes, the votes in a couple of precincts, and a couple of precincts where Romney did not get one single vote.
Rigged.
Yeah,
because it was rigged. It's rigged almost, You know, it's almost like a CIA operation. I know my friends down Langley know I'm talking about rigging elections or whatever. You know, our election can be rigged, I mean, because they've done it overseas or whatever with other countries. So we all not stupid or dumb about this. We know that man didn't get that much. How could he be that popular? Really? Really? I mean, he had 8 years and he did nothing. He gave us a screwed up healthcare system that he said he's going to break halfway down. Or whatever. Trust me, Donald Trump is nowhere close to stupid or dumb. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's not crazy or none of that.
Well, did you see that a Barack Oblamo went to Greece the other day, and they wanted him out. They would see, remember, this was the guy when he first came into power, and he went to Europe. He was mobbed by people who love him, got the Nobel Peace Prize before he even stepped in office. He did nothing for peace. And now, wherever he goes, there's these groups of these people that can't stand him, want him gone. And he still maintains a very high approval rating in this country. Help me understand that. I don't get it.
That's the Kool-Aid Drinkers Association, the Barack Obama Kool-Aid Drinkers Association. And if you listen to that speech that he gave, the man's a narcissist. Every 15 seconds, what I did, what I didn't do, what I did, and this is the reason why you are prosperous, because of I. What did you hear Donald say the night that he got elected?
We.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's the difference between a leader and a narcissist.
Yeah.
Look it up for the liberals that don't know what the narcissist is.
Yeah. I loved him constantly coming out and saying, all right, her people are saying they're with her. I want you to know I'm with you. And
exactly.
I thought that was a great line. You know?
Yes, it was. Yes, but and I say a lot of people didn't pay attention to what they should. You know, it's an old cliche in the Bible. It says, "Be slow to speak and quick to listen and stuff." And my thing is, if you listen to his speech, you will understand. And that was nothing that he wrote down. That was something that came from his heart and from his gut. So when a person does that, I can believe him. You know, if you've been in this world long enough, been in the street. Or you've been there or been there, you know a man, you know yourself, Joe, talking to you and a lot of your male listeners, you know a man looking another man in the eye, you know if he's giving you the business or whatever.
I agree.
But, right. With this man, he ain't giving you the business. At least not yet, I don't think. I mean, because to be truthfully, come on, you know Washington changes people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it will change him to a degree. That's why I say about the first 100 days. If he directing stuff in a certain nature in the first 100 days, then we're good.
Yeah.
And stuff. You know, I heard him change the thing about the wall, now it's a fence or whatever. So it's like, you know, he's starting to bend a little bit, but he's sticking to his course.
Yeah, I'm going to tell people this. And I said the same thing when he came out and he said, you know, he doesn't know if he's going to throw, what's her name, in jail. She's been through enough, yada, yada, yada. And he said nice things about the president. I said, look, if I'm him, and I know I'm second and third guessing, and I don't know the man, I just got elected, okay? There's enough turmoil and crap going on out there. I want to wait till I take the oath of office, and I have the pen and the phone in my hand. If you want to hear the rest of this, you're going to have to tune in, or you're going to have to head up to the website, therealside.com. Later on, I will post his interview in its entirety. Hey, I'm Joe Pesci, your host, listening to The Real Side. Coming up, it's all me next hour. In the third hour, we'll have Wayne Allenroot join us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Heat up your coffee and come on back.